This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
RJ Choppy told me when we first started about 15 years ago that Darren Woodson be a top three person that we ever interviewed, and it has held true, and he's sitting down with us now here at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, 105.3 The Fan. What's up, man? Good to see you again.
Man, it's great to see. I haven't seen Chop, man. How long has it been?
Tell everyone the compliment
years.
You gave
couple
him.
Years
this,
now?
This is the worst thing you could have said to him when you first saw him.
I told him he looked good. last time I saw Chop, he didn't look good. He was like, but this time around, Chop looked great, man.
He's been working out.
I had a time my eyeballs were fat. But at one point,
like my buddy the other day, my buddy the other day came visit me from college. Choppy goes, I know he's got sleep apnea. Yeah. I said, damn, you drink your eyes so swollen. Well, I said, man, that's how you can tell. That's how people are trying to judge Luca now. Judging the face.
Hey, no, I've been gone. Shocked? We've been on a company retreat since Sunday morning, and I've been out of Dallas with all our team. Mm-hmm. So we have. We've been kind of lost to the news, hearing it from I still haven't been home yet, back to Dallas.
Wow.
And it hit me like a rock to hear that Luka was gone.
Did you know him at all?
I didn't know. I've never met Luka at all. I've been a huge fan. I'm a Mavs fan, all, you know, down dirty there. But I've never met him personally. Just felt like he was, 25, 26?
25.
Yeah, 25 years old.
Was there ever a trade you could remember while playing or that you covered at ESPN that – I mean, it shook the walls of the place.
When Jimmy left in 93, after winning back-to-back championships.
Yeah, we know the story.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he left.
Okay, so that's the only time the wall shook. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I don't care. You know, just nationally, I've never seen or felt the reverberations of this trade like the way I felt this one. Man, this is unbelievable.
You know, They kept saying, like, you know, he didn't love the gym, didn't love to work out, whatever, right? Is that where you have to have your top dog, your top leader, be the gym rat? And it's not. It's really tough to check somebody who's the best on the team.
So do we know that personally, or is that what the narrative is?
That's a smear campaign.
That's
a smear campaign.
That's the smear campaign.
Yeah, your guy needs to be the guy. Your guy, whoever your guy is, and I'll give you an example. So playing in the 90s, I came in and I watched a dude in number 8 show up every day with his lunch pail, early in the morning, late, and staying late. Like, I just watched the dude be a professional every single day of his life. And he didn't have to be. He just, you know, Troy Aikman just wanted to win. And I felt like as a young guy coming in at 22 years old, I watched Troy. I watched Tony Tolbert, Daryl Johnston show up every single day, early, stay late, do all the little things, do how to be a professional, and I just fell in line, right? So if you're a guy like Luka, you have to be the dude. I mean, even though you don't want it, you may not want it, you are the franchise. So if you, if the goal is to ultimately win championships, mm-hmm. you better fall in line.
We're asking every Cowboy. We asked Moose yesterday, more stunning, Luka or Schottenheimer?
Luka.
It is Luka.
Hands down.
Luka. But Schottenheimer, pretty stunning.
Pretty stunning. Pretty, yeah, stunning. I you know, there was I thought they were going to go outside the walls.
Mm-hmm. That would have required effort.
But, you know, that would, yeah, I don't want to get into this. But,
would you rather talk about Hall of Fame or Jerry?
But, you know, look, I know he's inside the walls. There's some trust there. There's not a whole lot of turnover. I can understand, you know, in the situation of why they wanted to keep it mm-hmm. the same. I just didn't – I felt like there was opportunities that were out there that they possibly could have went after. But
who was a guy outside where you were
fit. You know, look, I think the hot guy was you know, the two guys in Detroit, yeah. Aaron Glenn and
Ben Johnson.
And Ben Johnson were the two hot names. But, you know, again, like who knows if you're going to miss mm-hmm. on that, man? You yeah. just never know.
There's no guarantee.
There's no guarantees, yeah.
And I don't have a problem with them not hiring either one of those guys, but – the fact that they didn't even seem like they were in contention at all.
They
were even
at least
thought.
Talk to them.
That's so that leads me to think here. Okay. So with Coach McCarthy, was there – did he? You guys may know more than I do on this, right?
Bobby.
So was McCarthy planning on staying and then changed his mind? And it was – when he changed his mind, was it too late?
The way the timeline worked out, they were by the time they had moved, they divorced with McCarthy. It was like the day of the final opportunity to interview the Detroit guys, and then they wound up losing. And then I think Ben Johnson got hired the next day.
Yeah,
yeah, they weren't. I mean, they weren't going to hire Ben Johnson though.
Right.
That was because I mean it's and a lot of it that
and
you
he
hear
wasn't
was
going
like,
to come here.
Yeah, that a lot of it what you hear is that Ben Johnson kind of understood. Cowboys probably not a fit, and Cowboys felt like, Ben Johnson probably not a fit, too. It's funny, though, because Schottenheimer talked all about culture and culture and culture, and you guys were just discussing the whole player leadership and how that goes. So Nate Newton had talked about this with us, that Troy Aikman, he said that he didn't become a Pro Bowler until he saw Troy Aikman work mm-hmm. every day. Because
right.
he saw Troy work every day, and he went, I don't want to let that guy down. That's right. what it's about for me now. When Schottenheimer's talking about culture and culture and culture, can that only really be established if there's player culture leadership?
Absolutely.
Going down to the
going
bottom?
Down. It's got to go downhill, right? It's got to be – your players have to buy in to the culture. And I can tell you, with Jimmy, it was easy because, you know, Michael Irvin had spent a lot of time with him. Troy was really tight with him. I was not – look, Jimmy came in. I always felt like Jimmy didn't like me because all he did was, you know, he called me every MF name in the book, right? As a young player, right? Because I'm just a baby. Every mistake I made was just, you know, he was putting his thumb on it. So I didn't think he liked me, but I did see the respect that he had for Troy, you know, Michael Irvin, who to this day, I don't know if anybody worked harder than Mike, showed up every damn day. And you had a culture of guys who truly believed in one guy, in Jimmy, and how he was going to build this team. And then they finally get there to the championship. And so everyone fell in line, including self. Man, I just wanted to win championships because that's all we talked about.
Do you believe in the – if they don't coach you hard, it's that they know that you don't have more in you?
Oh, yeah,
they
dude. Do coach if, you they, hard. If you ain't getting cussed out or yelled at, that's a problem.
Do you think –
no, seriously.
Yeah.
If you're not getting yelled at in practice by the coach – I tell my kids the same thing. If coach is not yelling at you, you're on the bubble because mm-hmm. he knows that you're just – you're an average player and – but if he's yelling at you, he's trying to coach you up.
Darren Woodson here on The Fan. Do you think it was time for a change from Mike? And what's missing? What do you think is missing?
I don't know. You know, look, it's hard. I'm not in the locker room anymore. And it's hard for me to assess the locker room and to make judgment, pass judgment on a locker room that I don't, you know, I'm not there to see. I can tell you this. I watch this team play every game. And how you can be a really judge if the team is really continuing to play hard is just watch the special teams. Just watch the special teams.
Hmm.
Those dudes ran down the field every damn play. Regardless if they were winning, losing, they ran down the field. They covered punts. They did all those. They played with excitement.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think they're talent-wise, I think they're depleted talent-wise because they came into the offseason and they didn't really go out and get anybody, right? Yeah. So and a lot of their players got hurt throughout the season. But when those third-string, fourth-string guys came on the field, they played extremely hard. So I thought that McCarthy didn't lose the locker room, didn't feel like he lost the locker room.
No.
So I didn't know what the reason was or why. You know, they were going to make a change from McCarthy. I felt like they could get healthy next year, maybe go out in free agency, which they never do. Maybe go out in free agency and grab a few guys here and there. But, you know, they were still on the right track. And it's not like McCarthy just forgot how to coach.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry. He just didn't forget how to coach.
All right, I'm dying to know your thought process in coming out here with all this Hall of Fame stuff. I remember last year, I was heartbroken. You walked in. And I think the news that I can't remember the time. Is today supposed to be the day you find out?
Today. Yeah.
And it was like the night before, the negative news, and you walked in solo, and we all just wanted to go hug you.
Yeah.
So I was like, is Darren Woodson going to possibly subject himself to that again? Take us through. Did you go back and forth on coming out here? Because you know you're going to ask about 5,000 times.
Yeah. yeah, it's hard, man. It really is because, you know, you know, I played the game because I wanted to win championships, but I also played the game for legacy as well. Like, you just don't show up every day and do all the things that you do and sacrifice and not want to win at every level. And I think, you know, for most of my life, of what I've had to go through in most of my life, I've had to go through a lot to get to the success, right? So, you know, going from as a kid in high school and college and then in the NFL winning championships and then starting a business and then, you know, getting acquired through a, you know, there's so many things that I've accomplishments that I've made, but you have to lay that groundwork in to get it. I want this. It's not so much that it's just the icing on, you know, on the top. It's something that I've always been a part of. It's just been in my mind to be one of the best that's ever done and be recognized as one of the best. So yeah, I want to be a Hall of Famer. Is there going to break me? No.
So
you know tomorrow's going to happen? Yeah. You know what's going to happen tomorrow, Sean? I'm going to get my ass. If I get in or if I don't, my ass is going to get up in the morning.
There you go.
I'm gonna go to
work. Oh, man, that's right. So, like, some guys will say it. They may not believe it, but they may say it. Like, after a while, they just stop thinking about it. Like, it doesn't change their
that's
life.
That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. No, you always think about it. You always think about it. Because your peers or people are always reminding you about it as well, right? And even if you're not, if you don't even try to put your name in the hat, your name's in the hat, mm-hmm. and it's still a competition. It's still, you become a finalist. Now you become a semifinalist, and you're watching. You're watching because my mom's watching. My 8-year-old boy who never saw me play. I had a late son, right? Mm. So he's watching, thinking, hey, you need to get in there, and blah blah blah. And that's it. You're always reminded. So it's not like you know, you're just oblivious to what's going on.
So how does today play out? Is there time blocked out? When are you supposed to find out one way or the, do they call you and say, like,
they call you.
Oh, by, you got it scheduled out today?
Yeah,
they
got
the
yep, we got scheduled out today. So we'll,
what
we'll
time do you think around you'll find out?
Six, seven. Yeah.
All right. All the best. You know we love you. Let's talk about Choctaw. I've said this multiple times on the show, and they don't give me any money. Mm-hmm. They might give the station. I don't get paid for it. Whoever does those daggone Choctaw commercials is great.
Oh, they are.
Who are, you know, who is the creative editing team?
You know, Erica is the mind over there, the marketing side, but they have so many good partners, you know, not only in-house but third-party partners. Look, I know a lot more about Choctaw because for the last 8 years, I've been driving up 75 with the family. I saw the, when the new resort came up, and it's non-smoking resort. I've sat in that pool, the new
pool. Oh, my in-laws living there.
The amenities are spectacular. And not only that, but I'm going to concerts. I'm sending friends up there to go to concerts.
They got a great steakhouse.
It's a phenomenal place. And it's one of those things that, you know, you're used to going to Vegas to get that kind of treatment, that casino gaming treatment. But all I'm doing is driving 45, 50 minutes up 75 and getting exactly what I want instead of getting on a flight to go to Las Vegas.
In case y'all did not know, you haven't seen the signs and everything or new, he's a real estate mogul now, Darren Woodson. What's the market like? Tell us who are looking. Is it hot? Is it cold? Do we wait?
Yeah, we're getting there. Rates are still high, but we're getting there. We're getting there. The industrial side is starting to pick up, so Cressa's my team, and we're working.
All right.
He's a mogul.
We always love having you. You're one of the best that there ever was and is. We love talking to you.
Appreciate you guys.
Enjoy and good luck the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend, brother.
Oh, yeah.
The great Darren Woodson. Don't get Broadus over here. Broadus will start fighting. John Lynch probably wants to punch Broadus in the face. What he says about John Lynch compared to Woody.
He'll be here to say.
He's watching some long snapper in a corner.
Yeah, he is.
Final hour, starting off with Thurman Thomas next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.